Welcome back, everybody. This is Balance of Power. So you pulled like a full-on knight's ass on me there. Like every once in a while, and usually it's Caitlin, someone in a role-playing game will just pull a plan out of their ass at random that I was not at all prepared for. And I'm glad we had an opportunity to take a break because I know what I got to do now. So you basically you're coercing them, right? You're threatening them. You're saying, "Look, we're gonna get this door open eventually, and if you just turn over Primarch, y'all are free to go." That's some cold shit. I have an empire that might be interested in you if you ever give up on this whole New Republic thing. It's true. Accessing douchebag protocol.
Yes,
all right, so these guys.
Machine.
So these guys are Imperial, basically Imperial Navy troopers. They're like part of her retinue, and they do her job, but they're like scary Imperial officers like she is, right? They're not as disciplined. They still have discipline. They're more disciplined than your average like rebel trooper, but you do have a chance. I'm gonna let you roll for sure. So for these guys, they've got a willpower of 2 to begin with. I'm gonna throw a couple of disadvantage dice on the pool here because there's more than one of them, right? They're in a group. And they're surrounded by their boss, right? And their boss like has leadership. She has command, so she's going to be kind of opposing you. So I think the fair thing for the pool here would be probably their willpower, but her command. So difficulty is going to be one purple, one red, and then 2 black. And it's a coerce roll. Now you can get help from your friends. I'll give you a free upgrade because of all the chaos you just caused.
Okay.
Is anybody else gonna help with Zed's
Is there a way to help? Like,
yeah, all you have to do is just tell how your character is helping, right? Like do something scary and it'll be able to help.
I guess I like put my hand into the back of the armor of the stormtrooper, and I grab him and I drag him with me towards the camera. And then I stand there with him in my hand, and the banana's a gun, you guys.
All right, cool. So you pull out your blaster banana.
Ring, ring, banana gun.
Yeah.
Banana gun.
Yeah, and so the stormtrooper, you like, mash him up near the camera, and he's like, "They'll do it. They're crazy." And okay, so you're helping. You got one there. Anybody else have a
Did she
violent?
grab did Gunner grab the live stormtrooper? Or one of the bodies? The live
Yeah.
one. Okay. I guess you could take like the heads of the dead stormtroopers and put them on sticks
Oh,
and then
Jesus.
like parade them
Let's not
around.
go full let's
I
not
don't have
go
time to like
full
not
people at
play
Smash just yet.
Okay.
Are you
You
an
just see me in the
assassin?
background, just like looking at the camera, slowly sawing off one of their heads.
Let's just cut off fingers and we'll just like
Yeah,
throw them at the
inside.
camera.
Exactly.
Like,
Inside the ISB agent is just staring at the camera going, "The horror.
I know.
The horror."
Yeah. Aaron boys said
Can I
my
help
grocery clerks to collect a bill.
Go
again? Can I
team
help
light
with
side.
like moral
Yeah.
support?
Okay.
Like, I'm proud. I'm really proud of Zed for coming up with that plan all on his own. I'm so proud of my
Yeah,
robot
so
buddy.
you can give Zed a stern nod to kind of be like, "Yes, good plan," and that'll bolster
Right.
his will.
Zed, I'm real
Okay.
proud of you, man. I'm real proud of
All right. So all told, I have 2 blacks, 1 purple, 1 red,
Yeah.
2 blues, 1 upgrade.
Correct.
We have 1 light side point. Do you want to use that?
I'm going to use the dark side point, so throw one more upgrade on the bad side.
I'll throw one more upgrade on the good side then.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
My
huge
coercion is
handful of the dice. And then you should have a blue from Gunner and a blue from Kestrel.
Got those.
And then Tara, are you doing anything to bolster this action?
I'm doing my best to act as intimidating as a furry boffin can.
As you puff up your fur, and you hiss a
Oh,
little,
absolutely. Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit of
growling,
that.
baring
Show
your
my
little
claws.
boffin fangs. Yeah, okay. Okay. All right.
Three blues.
So before you roll, let's talk a little bit about what the results might mean. So to get what you want, right? What you want is for them to turn over their officer. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. So to get what you want, you need a success. So a triumph would be some additional bonus on top of that. If you were able to get that, there would be like, yes, you'll get it. And also you'll get some additional benefit, like some intelligence, or they'll give you codes or like something. Now they're further intimidating into helping you more. Maybe they join the Republic. If you get advantage, the advantage here is on their morale. If you succeed and get advantage, you can use it to buy off strain and stuff as usual. But if you fail but still get advantage, they're going to be shaken. There's going to be some little like trouble in the bunker. If you get threat, pretty obviously like strain, it's going to bolster them. They're going to be like, no, we are stolidly for the Empire. Basically, it'll backfire and they're going to be more loyal. And then if you get a despair, some additional bad thing that will happen that I'll come up with when you get there.
It's a 2 out of 12 chance I get a despair.
Yeah.
Or excuse me. Yeah. 1 out of 12 twice.
Yeah, one on each die.
Yep. Okay. All right, ready to do this?
I'm so make ready. This
coercion, right?
Yep.
Good luck. Okie dokie. Let's go. Hey.
Nice work.
Nice. Yeah. Win. That's so many dice.
So yeah, so you say that, everybody gathers around the camera, you issue your ultimatum, and there's a long pause outside. And so just so everyone's clear on that die roll, that was like highly improbable. Like using a yellow, even with a bunch of blues, a yellow and a green against two reds and two blacks is pretty significant. Like that's a good roll on your part.
Yeah.
So there's a moment of like quiet, like we don't hear the camera do anything or whatever. And inside, we cut to the room. And I think as we're fading in, as the fading comes, we hear a couple of blaster shots go off. And then we see there's a dead one of the officers, one of the lesser, the clerks, like lying on the ground. Another one holding a smoking blaster pistol, two more behind her. And then Primarch with her hands up sneering. And the girl with the pistol, she's like really young. She's probably like 20 or so. She like takes her hat off and like throws it on the floor. And she's like, you can see her shaking. And she's like, Agent Primarch, and like gestures for the door. And Primarch scowls at her and starts to walk to the door. And she looks her right in the eye as she walks past. And there's a moment where the girl looks like she's going to lose her nerve. And then she kind of like takes a deep breath and steadies herself. And she's like, keep walking, and like gestures for the door. Nice. And all of you hear the snap of the door lock disengaging, and then a hiss as it slides open. And you come face to face with ISB agent Jalu Primarch. And she does not look very happy. Behind her, there's some other people, but mainly you see this girl really like, pointing the blaster pistol, this Imperial issue blaster pistol at her back. And she looks at you like, help.
Yeah.
Okay. So I look directly at, since I'm the one like kind of standing right in the doorway waiting for it to open, this whole fucking weird scheme seemed to work out. So I look and I just say,
greetings, Jalu Primarch. I am Z3K3, mechanic droid. And these are my companions. We will be taking you into custody now. If you will please put on these binders, there will be no more harm come to you or the people that used to serve you.
And we're flanking.
I actually have binders. So.
Yeah, yeah. This is the like moment. Yeah, like she looks over you, and we kind of get what would be her perspective of like, yeah, each of you standing in a kind of menacing looking circle. She like looks across all of you.
As Zed is saying this, I just want to slowly raise my pistol while growling as much as a Bothan can and just kind of point it right at her head. And right when it levels out, just like the slightest smile on the corner, just like,
Yeah, I think so. She gives you all like a cold stare, and she shakes her head and she says, "Filthy aliens, traitors, all of you. You have no idea what you're doing. You're dooming this planet, you know, to chaos. Is that what you want?" And she's like putting her hands out for you to like put the binders on her.
So I just kind of, with my voice low, I go,
"It's better than Empire."
And kind of nod at Zed.
My voice low.
You squeak at her.
Is it squeaking again?
It's funny that way. Don't change it.
I'm never using the soundboard again. Okay,
There we go.
Wait a second. We'll go. There we go. Okay, screw it. It's on. Oh,
shit. Now do it again.
So she, she just shakes her head and lets you put the binders on her and kind of like gives you a sneer and goes quiet. So yeah, a half dozen kind of nervous looking former Imperial officers come out, and they look around at the chaos, right? And they
kind of, I like, toss my stormtrooper, kind of throw him at them, and I tell him, "You still have this life."
He looks sad. We get a like a close up of his helmet, and he turns his head, and in the reflection of the little like black orbs of his eyes, we see his dead companion with a piece of like hood sticking out of him, you know, blood pooling around him. And he shakes his head and he just says quietly, like, "I don't know what it's worth anymore." And just stands there like staring. And everyone else kind of funnels around him, like out into the alley. And looking at you like Zed, they're all looking at you like, "Okay, well, we surrendered, what now?"
I don't know if it's up to me to make a speech, but
please,
I'll look at him and I'll recall like my memory banks of battles fought and stuff like that. And I'll try and come up with something like nice to say to them. And then, yep. Okay. So
I love the idea of you just like compiling all of these victory speeches and then cutting and pasting them. Like That's how actual AI try to create like fiction, right? Like
actual politicians do these days.
They're fed a bunch of different sources and they cut it up and try to make something that makes sense out of the mess. So yeah, make a leadership test, Zed.
Okay, so I look at them. Well, leadership test first to see how it goes, and then I'll decide how the speech like comes out.
Exactly. You go ahead and make the roll. So it's it's difficulty two leadership.
Oh God, though. Terrible. All right, difficulty two. I have my will is one, or my presence. My will and my presence are both one, so I'm rolling one green right now.
Okay.
So if anybody else feels like they want to help me, or maybe I don't know how they would help me. I could use a light side die.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I could with my commanding presence put a hand on his shoulder while he's giving his speech to rouse whatever emotion that would be.
Right. I kind of walk up behind him like I'm doing an astronaut walk, you know, like I look like really cool just walking up behind him and then I stand at his side.
Okay. So can I get like one blue, two blues?
Yeah, I'll give you two.
Okay, cool.
Today we cancel the Independence Day.
Yes, exactly. Just like taking like sound bites from history.
Exactly. Why are we using the light side die on this? It's just like a miscellaneous.
It is. Because this is super important. This is Zed's big moment.
Remember, hearts and minds, hearts and minds, right? Like, if you can convert a bunch of like idealistic Imperial troops to your cause, then the New Republic can do anything, right? This is.
Oh, so you're actually trying to convert them. You're not just. I thought you were giving a speech.
Well, like, this is okay. taking leadership of this group of now confused former soldiers, right? Like, this is giving a speech to say, like, yes, you're doing the right thing. We want you on our side. Like, you have a place in the
New Republic. Pulling this into like true reality here, we just captured the dude we're supposed to capture. We're surrounded by enemy troops. There's a lot of people that could still be a threat. Yes,
you need their help because the planet still has lots more stormtroopers in the city.
And we got to get out of here. Like, this is step one. Like, we're not done. So the more we can kind of encourage with Zed's talk, the better.
I just want to admit my guilt, though, because I am here for the fluff roll. I want this to roll so well that Zeke gives the best speech ever. So, like, I am right. here for that.
Okay.
Leadership roll. Go.
Yeah. All right. Wow. So it is hard. It's hard on your systems. You strain yourself. But yeah, you deliver a pretty damn good speech.
Okay.
So emotions is difficult.
So I say stuff like this, like I'm just trying to think of how a droid would relay this information. So it would be a lot of like technical stuff, like
my databanks show that throughout history, letting go of the yoke of an oppressive government can be difficult, but it is always better to choose freedom over oppression. I know that there are many stories of bionics being scared of this freedom, but in almost every one of those stories, the freedom is always the better option. Now you have it. What you do with it is your choice. We always have need of good soldiers on the light side, fighting the rebellion, fighting the yoke of oppression. Join us, and you will see.
Oh my god.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
That's great. Beautiful. I love the little like, I understand that humans sometimes feel fear. I don't, but I get it. I heard about it. What is this emotion you call stoked?
Beautiful. That was so freaking good. Worth the destiny point.
So the the troopers, like the agents look at each other, and the girl that brought Primarch up. She reaches over to Agent Primarch, and Primarch like glares at her like, don't you dare. And she takes her code cylinders out of her pockets. She hands them to you, Zed.
Yep.
And she says sort of nervously, she's like, we have a lot of valuable information downstairs. You're going to want to get to it quickly before the orbital station finds out that she's been captured. And they're going to send more stormtroopers. You could, and you can see her like kind of struggling. And then somebody else behind her, like this guy, like puts his hand on her shoulder, like, no, it's okay. And she looks at you and she says, you could probably get her to make the other stormtroopers surrender. They're loyal, but they're not too bright. Sorry. But it'll have to come from her. And she just shakes her head and like sneers at this girl while she's speaking, and then looks at you, Zed, and she's like, if you think I'm going to say anything on your behalf, you're sorely mistaken and in need of a rewrite.
Damn. I just like jab my...
One rewrite is more than enough.
Okay. Yeah, so you have access to the facility. You have this prisoner, but there will be reprisals, right? And you're going to have to act quick. So what do you want to do?
I think we should go into the bunker and like somebody can keep an eye on, like someone can, I don't know if they've got maybe like a cell or something inside, but we could check and like just keep an eye on her. And then the rest of the team can be like getting intel and whatever information and loot we can find inside.
We have to be cognitive about the fact though that our mission is to get this woman out. And get this person
right
to the, like, the anything beyond this point that we do is putting our main mission at risk.
No, because we have to get off the planet. Like, how do we get off the planet without a ship?
That's true.
So, that's true. Like, I was thinking, like, we go in and get information from them about, like, how do we get off the planet without being, you know, detected by security and stuff. Because we still got to get out of the city and, I don't know. They've got to have some kind of ship that was like prepared for Jalu. Like, if I'm assuming that in case of emergency, she had a ship like ready to go, you know, that she could just escape. So
the idea is to only go in with the express purpose of getting out as quick as possible.
I mean, we could also find information. I don't know what's the Parm and just like, couldn't we just like download their computer's system or like their data into Zed?
So they have a lot of raw, they have a lot of raw data that gets processed by computer banks elsewhere. They mentioned like an orbital station. Okay. It's probably not manned. It's probably just like a bunch of like droid computer systems running, you know, data retrieval and stuff. But it does connect to the greater ISB data bank. And before she gets a chance to close that door, you currently have access to the ISB's like whole database.
Yeah.
Which means you could pull information out of it about specific things. You could try to like dump misinformation or write a virus into it. Kind of a big deal. This is an access point that it's very rare to get any access to. And you've only got, like I'm saying, a few minutes to do something with it.
If I may, Sergeant, I suggest we set up a communication with our friends and open a streaming portal to them so they can get all of the information. We send it from here to them as much as we can within the time. And then they have it already if we get the JLU off the planet or not.
Sounds so like the thinking here is set up a portal to our headquarters and immediately find a way off and then let them get as much information as we can while getting the Primarch off the planet.
Affirmative.
The main girl who had her gun initially on Jalu, can I like turn to her and I say, what's your name?
That's a great question. Let's find out what her name is. Oh, thank you, Internet. Thank you, Based Internet, for your Star Wars random. All right. We need some Star Wars names. Her name is Strata.
Strata.
Yeah.
Okay. Strata, how long do you think we have before they send reinforcements?
She looks kind of up, and you can see smoke coming up from the from the tree. She says that this whole area is highly... there's cameras everywhere. They're going to have to move stormtroopers from elsewhere. We're spread a little thin on the planet. I figure we've maybe got 10, 15 minutes before someone comes.
What kind of escape vehicles or... what kind of vehicles do you have access to from here?
She shakes her head. None. I mean, we were dropped on the planet as part of... And she looks over at Primary. Part of her retinue. I'd never thought about leaving. This is my job. What have I done?
Okay, keep it together, Strata. Can I, like, can intimidate Jalu into telling us if she's got to have, like, a ship or something.
Yeah, she's a sneaky Imperial intelligence officer. She's got an escape vehicle. You know she does.
Right. So can I like intimidate her somehow or?
Oh, yeah. Somehow? Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Okay.
Now hold on. Okay. Just so we're not wasting any time that we have with this computer system. Correct. I want to know, did she say there were stormtroopers still in the base?
No. The base is clear. The stormtroopers would have shot them.
I am heading into the base. Okay. And immediately getting set up as much as I possibly can they tell me like what they want me to do, whether they want me to like fry it or I'm just. Spending time.
Yeah, you want to go get access? Okay.
Right. All right, you can get inside and see if you can set up communications with the rebels while Jalu here, and I like kind of nudge her with my elbow, our new best friend is going to tell me what kind of ship she has that we can use to get off of this godforsaken planet.
I will comply. I'm going to set up a communication with our base and scramble the signal as best as I can, so they are not wise to our maneuvers.
Okay. All right. So there's two things going on at the same time. So you're going to go downstairs. So you're one of the officers leads you to a hidden turbo lift, like rises up out of the floor. You get in, it sinks you back down. And then you get inside, and it's like I described before, the sort of hexagon shaped bank of computers around the turbo lift as you arrive. And then there's another door that leads off, and he tells you that that's where Primarch, that's her quarters basically.
Okay.
And so upstairs, Cass, you just said something about interrogating.
Yeah. Yeah. I want, Jalu to tell us how she like,
what do you say to her?
So I've got my shotgun like pointed directly at her chest, and I'm like, you're gonna tell me what your plan was to get off of this planet, or I'm gonna blow a hole straight through your chest.
She kind of like wrinkles her nose at you, and she says, you're an agent of the New Republic. You wouldn't shoot a helpless prisoner. I know how you people work.
You're assuming I care about the rules.
Meanwhile, somewhere a garbage compactor goes...
Look, I only took this job for the action, honey. So whether or not I blow a hole in your chest is up to me right now. I'm the one here with my finger on the trigger, and you're the one standing helpless in front of me. So you're going to tell me what I want to know, or you're going to die. Got it?
Roll, roll coerce.
Great. Okay, what do I need for my dice?
So the difficulty on this is going to be 3. 3 purple. Or actually, sorry, she's got skill. So it's 1 purple and 2 red is the difficulty for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll give you a situational boost die. Just because she's got handcuffs on and she's a smart person. She's
situational. So where do I put that?
Yeah, just add a boost die. Just add one blue.
Okay.
Nice. You crit.
Wow. I critically intimidate her.
Yeah. No. So here's the thing. Boring. You get three strain because it's a big deal, right? Whether she gives it up or not. So if you do have to kill her, it means you're stuck on this planet. So there's that moment of like, oh God, oh God. And then, yeah. And then you crit, which is like a huge deal. So, nice. Critting on a coerce roll, means you shift the allegiance of the target. So.
Forgot about that.
God.
So you see, this happened on a Dark Side episode where Jesse convinced someone, he rolled so well on a charm roll, they just like became his like best bud. They became personally loyal to him. So you've just changed her from an Imperial agent, right? Yes. So this is not, it's not unheard of, right? Like, I mean, hell, yeah. Like a lot of scientists changed sides at the end of World War II.
Lando!
Yeah, so she looks at, she's got the like binders on and she looks at them. She looks at you, looks at the shotgun, looks at Talra. Sighs, and you can see like on her face, you see the resolve and the weight of like, she, you know, she's old enough that she's probably been fighting this war as long as there's been a war. And she says, you know, I started to wonder if I was doing the right thing after what happened with Alderaan. She looks around at all the chaos and she says, and with the Emperor dead, maybe it's time to give up. I have a hangar. There's a shuttle. I can tell the stormtroopers to leave us alone. Deactivate the planetary defenses. Just take me somewhere I can make a difference.
Okay. Wow. So I like lower my jacket and I just reach out with my hand on her shoulder. I'm like, you did the right thing. Okay. Cool. So.
I like how there's all these people who are like, yeah, but the scientist in World War II it wasn't like it was optional. She had a shotgun in her face, so I don't think this was optional either.
She just killed
a huge, hyper powerful like stormtrooper. Like she knows there's nothing left. Like that was
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I chime in kind of abruptly and I say, why are you even fighting?
She looks
well,
at you.
Well, I was until she crit rolled.
She looks at you, and she says, and we get the like, there's some like music swelling behind her when she speaks, and she looks at you and she says, when you've been fighting as long as I have, sometimes you forget why.
I nod, but like very determinedly, yeah. Like this really strikes my core.
Yeah. All right. So let's find out downstairs what's going on. So you're in the core of the system. Yep. And there's all these computer banks around and you're plugged in with your slicing kit. What do you want to do while you have access to the ISB's hub? What's its mainframe?
I wanted to start communications with the home base. So, cause I know like the frequency and the codes, the rebel codes and stuff like that for the home base. I want to set up, but before I do that, I want to set up enough of a insulation, like a scramble around it. So it's hard for them to trace it from here to there.
Sure. You want to insulate the pipeline so they can't just immediately be like, where's all their data going?
Okay. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, make a computers roll. It's going to be difficult, but you also have a bunch of advantage. So it's going to be 4 difficulty dice. It's a very difficult system to hack. However, I'm going to give you a free upgrade for the code cylinders.
Okay.
And I'll give you 2 boost dice because they don't know you're doing this, right? It's you're acting under the radar still.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's computers. Okay. Here we go.
Nice. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. So here's what happens. So you have to set up the protocols to protect the pipeline, and then you have to basically make the call. So you connect the comms systems, and there's a brief period while you're connected, and then audio like crackles on over the over one of the speakers, and it's like Republic Intelligence Command. Who is this?
Z3K3 mechanic droid reporting in.
Oh, hey Zeke, how you doing? You you need something?
Actually, yes.
We're here. And I think at that point, like the connection gets made. You can hear him typing, and he's like, "What? What the? Hey, is this for real?"
I know. As unlikely as it may seem, the odds stacked against us. I won't go into the exact details of the odds, but we were successful and no casualties. So if I could speak.
And I don't know the name right off the top of my head. Speak to.
Oh, your captain, right? You can just say the captain if you want.
It is Captain Jassard.
Yes.
If I could speak to Captain Jassard, I would be grateful.
He's like, the captain's, he's in a meeting right now, but, I mean, hang on. And you can hear him take his headset off and like put it down on the counter and like footsteps. Yeah. And it sounds, you can hear call center like sounds like, you know, clicking and beeping of other agents. And then there's like some more like rattling and you can hear kind of like a muted, like you can hear Jassard elsewhere. And he's like, what is it? Is this for real? And there's like the officer, yes, sir, it is. And then you hear like rattling and rummaging as the mic kind of gets like rattling. He puts the headset on and there's a voice. This is Jassard.
Hello, Captain. We are successful in our mission. We have taken over the information hub, ISP. Protocol information should be streaming to you.
I see it. I see it. Brilliant, brilliant work, Zed. So what's the situation on the planet? Do you have a way out?
I'm not sure. I believe that my compatriots are working on that at the moment. We have JLU in custody, and the base is ours for the next approximately 6 to 10 minutes. So I'm going to stream as much information as I can in that time. We may not be able to update you after that until we make our egress from the planet, but.
Yeah, I think while you're speaking, you can tell he's kind of like not paying attention. He's looking something on his monitor because you can hear him like muttering to himself. And then he's like, good. Thanks, Zed. We've got a cruiser 2 systems away. If you can get off the planet, get into hyperdrive, I'll make sure you have the coordinates.
Can you send me the coordinates now, or is that not optimal?
Yes. And then you see like an incoming like transmission with hyperdrive coordinates. You can write them to your own hard drive.
Cool.
Yeah.
Got it.
And he says, he's brilliant, brilliant work, Zed. Fantastic job. See, I knew you could do it.
Thank you for your confidence, Captain. I wish you were here to see it. All of the men and women acted with great valor.
Yes, I'm sure that they did. Now bring them home safe, would you?
I will do my level best, Captain. Thank you.
All right. So yeah, we cut back, like we get from your perspective hearing Captain Jassard's voice back to Captain Jassard in the like on the ship in the command center where he is. And he takes the headset off and he stands up and he shouts the room. He's like, "All right, listen up. Priority one." And you can see people scrambling to like start processing all the data that's flowing in into the ship while they still have time.
Nice.
Cool. All right. So I guess we wipe to where does everybody go next? Like, are you going to go to her like secret bunker or like her secret hangar, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, I think we all meet in the hexagonal room so I can tell them what's going on and what I've told the captain and that kind of stuff. I can relay that. And then we decide whether we want to, like, what do we want to do with this station?
Question. So for Jailu Primark now, is she, she's 100% converted. Like, we don't have to worry about her betraying us.
That's what that triumph means. Yep.
Okay, cool. I was just wondering if she's still, like, in handcuffs and stuff, or if we're, like...
I mean, you can keep her in the binders if you want.
Even though at this point, it's like we have someone that we have converted to our side in a big position. Zed established an uplink. Like at this point, I don't know about you guys, we need to get the fuck off this planet. Like it's time to go. Like we've done everything we can do. Let's get out of here while we can.
Like into the bunker before. I mean, because like she said that she could like prevent them from attacking us or whatever, but that's only probably for whatever stormtroopers are here, and like we don't want, you know, the Empire could be sending ships to our position.
She looks at the console and she says, "I can issue a command that will protect us from any of the operational forces on this planet. They will send more when they find out that they've lost it, but we have enough time to leave." And she looks at the console, she says, I need a moment. And then looks back to Zed and like puts her hand out like, "I need my command cylinders."
Commander, Sergeant.
I mean, like the triumph, that means that she's converted. So like,
yeah, you don't mechanically, and it's okay to like metagame this because it's fine. You know, when she was speaking, the like Rebel Alliance theme played in the background and like, it's fine. Okay. The audience knows, and it would be a totally weird flip for her to change.
Okay. Yeah. I look at Zed and I just nod.
Yeah. Go ahead, Zed.
Okay.
It's all yours.
So she takes the command cylinder, locks it in, turns on a broadcast system. And I think there's like this slight whine of the system turning on, and we get a quick shot of like a couple of different things. There's like a mess hall, and there's a bunch of people in stormtrooper armor with their helmets off. Like some of them are eating. Maybe two of them are playing ping pong. We cut to like the slums, and there's a bunch of troopers in their armor. And one of them is like in the middle of like punching some Rodian, and he like stops and like puts his hand to his helmet. And we get scenes of like Imperial officers around the planet. Maybe the like honor guard at Timo Turin's like palace. Like they stand to attention, and over all of their like speakers in their helmets, she says, "This is Imperial Security Bureau Agent Jailu Primark. Authorization 655321. You're ordered to stand down. This planet is no longer under Imperial control. I repeat, stand down." And we cut to the like stormtroopers that were like beating up the Rodian, and now like one of them is like lifting him up, and the other one's like patting his like wiping dust off his chest. And in the mess hall, like they're all kind of like looking up, and we see the ping pong ball like bounce a couple of times and roll off the table. And they all start to chatter, like, "Well, what are we gonna do?" Like,
Real quick, while she's giving commands to like the planetary populace, can I just kind of lean in and say,
"By the way, we have a friend. If you could go ahead and just quickly authorize his release. We need to get him out of here as soon as possible."
She looks at you. She's like, "What do you mean a friend?"
"I believe his name is Mallow."
Mallow, yeah.
Yes, that hut. Spot of trouble, that. He's already been processed. Probably halfway to Kessel by now.
Okay. I understand, but if you can just do what you can.
She nods. She says, I can submit the order." And she turns and like types some stuff. And then turns back to you. She says, I've issued the command. They're going to rescind it as soon as they find out. But what about us? We have a flight to catch.
We're getting out of here."
Yeah. How many people can get on this ship thing?
She says, "Yes, there's plenty of room for all of us."
Good.
Commander.
Can we take the freed Imperial soldiers with us? Or the Imperial technicians?
For sure. She tells you, she's like, it's a Lambda class shuttle, plenty of room for everyone.
They followed you here. Maybe they'll follow you with us.
Well, they already, the speech, like, already kind of convinced them, right?
Yeah. They'll come along for sure. Okay.
Gunner, you have concerns?
Yeah, Commander, should we maybe bring our contact, the female contact that we had? I'm not sure if she enjoys this planet. We could offer her a ride out.
I thought she was already gone. The bounty hunter?
I thought she was already gone as well, but anyone that wants to come with us, we can take with us as long as there's room. And she being one of them.
Not Dax, but the one we talked to that gave her Jalu's name.
Oh, in the very beginning, yeah.
Oh, that's Kevin.
No. You're talking about the counselor. No, she needs to stay because she's gotta be the one. She's like the new president, right? She's gotta be the one that's like, council, we have to join the Republic.
Not only that, we don't know how to contact her.
Yeah,
we
that's true.
We've never given any way to talk to her.
She's got a giant lizard to protect her. She'll be fine. But good to think of her.
Right.
We've basically like broken down the regime that she was trying to take over. So if anything,
she's thrilled. She's ready, basically. Yeah, it's going to cut to her having like she's making a lot of very desperate, very fast phone calls. Like, stormtroopers are putting down their weapons. It's time to rise up. We got to like take back Felucia for Felucians. So that's happening. That revolution has begun.
We fucked this shit up.
Okay, so
we're good to go.
Yeah. You basically have a clear shot from here to safety. So we cut to all of you loading onto an Imperial Lambda class shuttle. Who's in the pilot seat?
Oh, by the way, I leave that that computer just streaming as much info as possible. Yeah. I'll just leave the portal open until either the Empire closes it or the Rebels close it.
Okay.
Just suck as much possible out of it because no one told me any different.
In terms of who is in the pilot seat, if this is concerning a pilot check, not me.
Well, Tess is a pilot.
I'm the pilot, yeah, so I am.
Yeah, I'm the co-pilot. I have piloting planetary, or excuse me, piloting space.
I had a Han Solo poster on my wall when I was growing up, so
I was as far as we're concerned, you're the expert.
I'm her Chewie.
Okay. All right. So y'all are strapping in, getting into the shuttle. The officers they all get in and sit down, and they're all kind of looking a little like pale and nervous. And Primark looks like haunted. Like, she takes one last look as you lift off, and as the trefoil like wings of the Lambda shuttle open up, she takes one last look at the jungle planet that she used to rule, and kind of shakes her head. And we get the sort of regretful strings swell up in the soundtrack as you fly out past an artificial satellite. It's not like a space station, but it's like an Imperial satellite that drifts by, and it's got the little red gear, and it's blinking, beaming information from the ISB. You fly past it, and nobody gets in your way. There's no ships in orbit waiting to ambush you. No screaming TIE fighters chase you out past the planet's gravity well. And Kes, you reach, you get the okay. The little red light on the dashboard turns green for the hyperdrive, and there's the little toggle to turn it on. You've got the location of the nearby Republic fleet plugged into the hyperdrive. What do you want to do?
Okay. Over my shoulder, I just say, buckle up. We're going into hyperdrive. And I
punch it. Okay, punch, cool. Yeah, so... So the ship, exactly, yeah. The ship hangs in space for a second, snaps into the distance. The stars peel away, and then we cut to the triumphant credits fanfare, and the credits begin to roll. Congratulations, everybody!
Good work. Went about 1,000 times better than expected.
Oh my god!
The two big things that happened this episode that made it a success, right? Pulling from the jaws of death, are the role to intimidate them into giving her up, because actually getting into the bunker violently would have been insanely difficult. Yeah. And the crits, right? The maiming and the blinding. Speaking of which, the credits roll, and after the credits, we come back to the planet. We see maybe a little sparkle of the ship in the distance. There's the car burning. And out of the smoke, we see a stormtrooper He walks out of the smoke, and it's like his armor's all smeared with blood. And he walks over, and he looks down, and we see him pick up the like head of TI-85. And he looks up at the sky, and there's like an ominous music that rises as he like stares at this like stormtrooper skull, and then we fade to black.
Oh, revenge quest.
So in other words, that's the stormtrooper that's going to kill every single one of this team. Okay, cool. All right, we've established that. Right?
We just made a supervillain, basically. This is his origin story.
So he was human with a lot of cyber modifications?
Technically, if we want to go all spoilery, technically he was a dark trooper. The Empire made a handful of these like incredibly powerful, basically droid stormtroopers. They were meant to be like shock troops, but Kyle Katarn kind of fucked all that up for them. But a few of them were left around, and she happens to be employing one. You just destroyed a collector's item, Missy.
So, it's
her fault for taking him out of the packaging. So,
yeah, I'm in the box. Yeah.
What does the skull mean then? It doesn't mean anything.
It's a skull in the sense of like it's a human shaped head, you know, looking all ominous. It was his Hamlet moment, right?
Right.
Alas, poor TI-85. I knew him well, Horatio. Yeah. cool.
That was awesome. Like, I got to say, I was talking to my wife, Lena, before this. And she was just like, so how many more of these are there, these whole bounce power things? And I just straight up told her, well, potentially one. like there might be one more episode considering today. But oh my God, this ended up, like, that was.
Yeah. I thought the car bomb was just going to blow me up. Like, I didn't think any of that was going to work. And then, like, lesson learned, if you need to break into anything, try knocking first. You never know.
Just knock.
Can I just
please? That's what worked.
My chest. When you said try knocking, all I wanted to was fuck you. What are you saying?
It's like, just get your hand on the door. Don't you know what knocking is? You stupid robot.
And I was like, are you kidding me with this bullshit? Yeah.
So, would you like some experience points?
Yes, I would love.
Holy
some.
Hell! I don't even.
I haven't forget. Spent. Any experience this entire campaign.
So you get experience at the end of missions. You're awarded experience at the end of the mission. And you can get bonus. I'm going to give everybody bonus experience. You're tracking two things. You're tracking duty, which is how well you personally performed your goals about the rebellion in this mission. And that will increase you as a squad, how well regarded in the New Republic chain of command you are. So you're all currently contribution rank 0, and you individually have your own duty score. So that will go up based on things you did. You'll get experience for completing the mission itself, and I've broken it down into sub goals. So each one that you did, you actually got all of them. So good work. You'll get, normally you'd be assigned experience points every session for experience points based on your character's motivation. But since I forgot to do that, I'll give everybody a flat amount for that. So let's do mission stuff first. So you'll get duty for... for this mission, it's worth 10 apiece. So everybody add 10 to your current duty score. And then we need to add them up to see if it goes over 100. So,
is that under the contribution rank? Is that?
Yeah, it should be somewhere under there. Contribution rank is 0. That's tracked for the group at large.
Did anyone else lower their duty at the start? Because if not, then I think we will go over 100.
Let's take a look. It's on the character info tab.
Yeah.
And should be recorded under like magnitude, it'll be.
So we each get 10.
I have a magnitude of 20 for mine.
Yeah, mine, me too.
Yeah, and I think that's what you start with. Let me just double check real quick to make sure, because it starts at 20 and then it goes down if you spend it.
I think in this group, I'm the only person that lowered it, and I only lowered.
It should have started at 10. This is the same mistake I made for the other group. Everybody started at 10, and then you were the only one that lowered yours, right? And how far did you lower yours, Gunnar?
By 5.
By 5.
You told us at the start it was 20.
Yeah. It should have been 10. I'm looking at the table right now.
So we started with 10.
So it should all be 10.
Well, we started with except for me. 10,
so it will be at 20 now.
It's everyone at 20 now except Gunner, who is at 15.
Yeah, so we won't reach 100.
Yes, yeah, so you're 2, 4, 6, 7, you're at 75. Yeah, so you need another 25 to get a contribution rank up. Contribution rank is what allows you to request specific equipment, air support, extra troops. So if your contribution rank had been higher when you called the captain, he probably would have sent a team of commandos to help you with the mission. So those are cool. Those are things that will happen as the contribution rank goes up.
Cool. So
okay, so
critical injuries, can we assume since we're flying back to base that they're being healed in the back to tank?
Yeah. You can, everybody get rid of all your crits, get rid of all your wounds and strain. And that's fine. Okay. And then for experience, for personal experience, everybody gets the same amount. And that'll give you a bonus that normally you'd be getting every session. But so you get 10 points for the main goal, right? So for getting the intelligent or getting Primarch Jalu, you got her. She's your so on your team now. So you get 10 points of experience for that. For capturing Teemo, you get 5 points. For defeating the Dark Trooper, you get 5. For recovering ISB intelligence from the hub, you get another 5. And then for recruiting someone, a group of people to the New Republic cause directly, you get another 5. So it's 10, 20, it's 30 experience apiece. Yeah. And then normally you would get, normally we would give you points for your personal motivation every session. We would like check in and hand some out. But I didn't do that. And with the other group, I just gave a flat per session. So this mission was, how many sessions did we play since you arrived on this planet?
Is this episode 7 or 6?
This is 7 for
so 6 Froyo. Then.
Okay. All right.
6 episodes. Yeah.
Okay.
Long ass mission. Do you, I mean, I just without telling me about it, does the Dark Side group have they had multiple missions, or they had one long mission too?
They're about one session behind you in terms of missions. They just finished theirs.
Okay, so they did have like a starter mission.
Yeah, they had a long one too. You've both done one.
Cool.
Yeah, because I thought missions were going to be like,
and then we got a different mission midway, so.
So right now I have 50 total XP from everything else.
I'm going to give you some more. Hang on.
Okay. Cool. How'd you get 50?
He hasn't spent any of the experience. He had some at the beginning. Maybe you all get some to spend.
Yep. I had some left over too from my original leveling.
Yeah. Okay. Let me find the Game Master thing. So using character motivations. All right. So we'll review everybody's motivation and just talk about what it is. And then I will give out per session experience. Okay. Yeah. It's 5 per session. Okay. All right. So everybody can add another 30 experience.
Cool.
And we'll try to remember at the end of every session to check on your motivation, because we'd be doing 5 per session. You wouldn't necessarily always get it, but y'all did great. It's your first mission. I'll hand out, I'll give you the full 30.
Awesome.
Cool. So you should have lots of experience to spend. Almost double what you started with total. So lots to spend on talents, upgrading skills. Remember, you can't change your base stats. So like you can add skills, but you can't upgrade your brawn, agility, intellect, cunning, willpower, or presence. If you have any questions about what you're spending it on or any of that stuff, just hit me up in between missions, and I'll come up with another mission for you. Between now and the next time we play.
How much money do we have left over?
A lot.
I guess that's the question, right? We'll have to figure it out. I will reward you if you turn over the money to the Republic Treasury, right? They'll appreciate that. Or you can keep it to yourself, but that will potentially lead to some kind of like suspicion. Basically, this is directly affecting your duty.
I'm thinking we should turn it over, but make sure they understand where this money came from when we ask for things in the future.
I'm for turning it over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I'll begrudgingly do it because I like money, but I will be convinced by my commander that it's the right thing to do.
We're rebels. We're not here to loot.
I apologize, Sergeant. I seem to have lost it in the Matrix.
Just like whisper, good job, Zed. Real proud of you.
Speaking of which, Adam,
lost all the bits.
One of the things that I think Talra would like to do is when he gets back and talks to the gentleman that we spoke to multiple times about, you know, hey, just get it done, just do the mission. I'd like to pull him aside and make sure he understands that we got it done this time and we will not go in unprepared like that in the future. Like, we, you know, this was his pass in us just getting it done. So he pull what strings he needs to in the future to get that done.
He appreciates your attitude, but that's not really how it works. You can't really tell command like, yeah, next time we want stuff. They're like, no, you're in the army. You do a job. We'll give you stuff if we think you need it, but they appreciate your effort.
Do I see that conversation? Because I think I'm a bit confused at that conversation happening, because I kept questioning, like, why are they sending us on the suicide run? And then our commander kept telling us, like, don't question it, Gunner. Like,
yeah, that actually, it's Gunner. That commentary is what brought me to that point. Like, that the fact that, you know, we did go in unprepared. We did go in, and we were just told to utilize our resources. And then not only did we utilize our resources, but we brought back more than we went in with. So it's like, at that point, yeah.
Okay, so then I feel more connected to Talra then. You know, like, there's this understanding, like, yeah, we're not crazy. Like, why?
I'll just delete all those credits.
Yeah. But everybody take another three duty. Three so duty. 12, yeah. Add 3 to your duty.
That's the magnitude, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The magnitude of your duty rises. Yeah.
So if we had 20, it'd be 23 now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we are turning over a total of 38,900 credits to...
Well, some of it should have been taxes anyways.
There should have been what?
Yeah, I think that 38 is what's left.
I thought we were going to give her...
She wouldn't have left without getting paid. She's getting paid by the bounty, right? Like, that's where her money was going to come from.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sounds like a ridiculous
amount. She refused our bribe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it sounds like a ridiculous amount of money to turn over for duty, but, like, literally, my character can't not do it, so, but yeah. It really sucks.
That's, I mean, just to put
it this... sucks, but, like, a big thing to push, and again, to the guy that we're talking to, is like, this is what we brought you with no resources. Imagine what we would have brought you funded us.
I mean, let's be clear here. 40,000 credits, you've just paid for a third of an X-Wing. Good work. Like, it's nice, but you're not going to, like, fund the New Republic with 30,000 credits. You know, they can buy some nice blasters and some armor for some people, but, you know, war costs a shit ton of money. So they appreciate it. It's really more a gesture of loyalty, right? It's like, we could have kept this, but we didn't.
Yeah.
So you're buying good regard.
Doing it right. Yeah.
That's right.
So there. Okay. You're okay, Adam. I just want to make sure you're telling me there is absolutely no way to raise your base skills like brawn and that kind of stuff.
Correct. Yeah. Not after character creation. But as you gain ranks in skills, they will first convert dice into yellow dice and then create new green dice only for use in those circumstances. Like, if you look at your character sheet and increase a skill beyond what you have in the ability that's tied to, you'll see it add more dice. Like, put your coercion at 3, you'll see it have 1 yellow and 2 green.
Yeah.
So that's
the
way you can get certain skills up. You just can't change.
Okay, so if I want my fusion cutter to be better, I'll just put more in brawl or melee.
Melee, yeah, or brawl, exactly.
Gotcha, okay.
Cool. Yeah, so for any of that paperwork stuff, if you have questions or whatever, just let me know, and I'll help you out between episodes. I'll get to work on creating your next mission. And for now, let's just do some shout-outs. Commander Talra, you want to go first?
Absolutely. Well, as always, a big thank you to Adam, phenomenal DMing today, and our awesome colleagues and Munition, I'm not forgetting it this time, Zeke and Caitlin. It's been so much fun playing with you guys. My name is Co Carnage. I'm a variety streamer starting every day at 8 a.m. We just passed 1,000 days streamed every day, and we're doing all sorts of fun games. Tomorrow, Fallout 4 DLC, We Happy Few, all that good stuff, and a lot of stuff coming up in August. So hope to see you there. And as always, a big thank you to you guys for watching. Really appreciate that, dudes. Hope to see you next time we play.
Wicked. Good stuff. Zed?
Hey, what's up? Ezekiel Third here. Man, what a session, right, guys? Like, seriously, awesome session. The roles were great, but, like, everybody did awesomely, including and foremost Mr. Adam Cole, the Skinny Ghost. I appreciate everything you do, because I know it ain't easy. So thank you. Also, thank you to Ammunition, Caitlin, and Co-Carnage for having me along on this journey. It's so much fun. I didn't realize how much fun it would be playing like a being with little to no emotion. But it's been a blast. And I want to let you guys know the 4R boys are in the house. 4R boys. But I want to let you guys know that I will be gone for the next 3 to 4 days because I will be in Chicago for Lollapalooza. I'm going to go to see Radiohead and I'm going to go to a Cubs game. So I'll be gone for a little while, but I will be back on the 30th. So cast, I don't know, there's 31st in this month, but I'll tweet it. So follow my Twitter, Ezekiel_II. Thank you. That's it.
Wicked. Thanks, Zeke. Let's see. How about Cass?
Awesome. Hi, guys. My name is Ammunition, and I stream 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. I will be streaming after this. I'm going to take a break to eat some food and take my dog outside and that kind of stuff, but I'm probably going to be playing some Overwatch tonight, and I play a lot of Overwatch, and lately have been playing Red Dead Redemption for the first time, so that's what I'm doing over on my channel. Thank you, as always, to Adam, Zeke, Co, and Caitlin. I had a really great day today. I was really nervous that we were all going to die, and then it went really well. I'm pretty excited. So thank you guys for a great day, and thanks to JP, of course, for organizing all this and for having us. Had a really great show, and see you guys.
Cool, cool. Thanks, Ann. Gunner, Master of the Sword, you want to finish us off?
Dude, I love this. This was seriously so good, like everyone already said. But, oh, this was so good. I can't believe it. So, yeah, thanks, Ann, Cozy, Adam, JP. Thanks, everyone, for watching. I'm going to go stream, I don't know, Overwatch or The Witchers, either one. Soon, I'm going to go back to streaming a lot of Metal Gear Solid stuff. So, I'm on Peace Walker right now. Yeah, you can check me out at twitch.tv/Caitlin. Come hang out. Good times. Great show right here. All right.
Cool, cool. Well, whether you know me as Chancellor or Emperor, I'm Adam Coble. I am GM here at Roleplay. And thank you so much, everybody, for coming. I love tidying up a neat little arc. I felt great. Y'all were very effective. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, nerds. If people want to, they can follow me at Skinny Ghost on Twitter, twitch.tv/Adam Coble, and they can find me GMing right here or over at Roll20. I do a lot of game mastering and have feelings and thoughts about it, so check me out. I created a Q&A. If you have accolades you would like to pour upon the cast, you can do it there. And if you're watching this live, this is a big week for Roleplay, so I hope you are following the Roleplay Twitter and keeping an eye on it, because we got lots of cool stuff still to come. So that is it for today's episode, and we will have a brand new mission the next time we see the light side, so make sure to tune in for that. And until we're back, Caitlin, are you ready? Are you ready?
Can we all say it together?
We'll see you next time. And... bye, everybody.